I'm Nicole Sandler, and this is Radio or Not. Tomorrow marks 5 years since the horrific events we now refer to as simply 9/11 for the ironic date that it happened. For many of us, music was where we turned for strength. One Little Song rose as an anthem of sorts for the firefighters and other first responders in New York. It was Superman by John Ondrasik, or as he's more widely known, Five for Fighting. John is a dear friend of mine. I happened upon a copy of his first album, Message for Albert, while I was writing for the now-defunct music trade magazine, The Album Network. I truly pissed off the powers that be at his then-label, EMI, for writing about this unknown and non-priority record instead of the Queensryche tripe they were pushing. Well, it turned out not to matter either way, as the label folded before any other than a small few had heard Albert. But in championing the record, I made a new friend. Well, fast forward a few years, and John had put together a demo of a few songs and was then signed by the small but burgeoning Aware Records. After I received an advance copy of what would eventually be released as America Town, I remember leaving a message on his answering machine that said something to the effect of, "Superman is quite possibly one of the best songs ever written." Well, luckily for me, when the album was released, I was music director of Channel 103.1 in Los Angeles, and I was the first anywhere to play Superman on the radio. Of course, the song went on to become a hit, but as I said before, it took on new meaning after the events of 9/11/01, when the firefighters got some strength and comfort from it. So as we approach the fifth anniversary of that day, I thought it only fitting to call my old friend John Ondrasik and look back. You know, it was about 5.5 years ago I first got an advance copy of this album, America Town. And after I listened to it a few times, I called my friend John and left a message. And I think it said something like, "Superman is probably one of the best songs I've ever heard." And on the phone is my friend John Ondrasik from Five for Fighting. Hey.
Hey, Nicole.
Do you believe it's been over 5 years since that album?
Isn't that amazing? Yeah, I mean, it's crazy thinking here we are 5 years past 9/11 and that song that I wrote, you know, 7 years ago now. And It's very surreal, frankly, to look back on it all. But you were the first to play that song. So.
I was first to play it on the radio, and
that's right.
You know, that's a badge I wear proudly. Because you know, when I first heard it, I thought, "Oh my God, what a magnificent song that is!" But I looked at it as a father singing and wanting to be everything to his son.
Hmm.
And then 9/11 happened, and the whole meaning changed.
Yeah, it was interesting to see the different context of that song. You know, not only with 9/11, but around the world, and how, you know, people took that song from the song that would put their one-year-old to sleep to, you know, to the song that maybe meant something to the emergency workers and families of the firefighters and who showed us the good side of the human heart in 9/11. So,
now, that's exactly what happened, is all of a sudden you started getting emails from those emergency workers, right?
Yeah, it was very odd, actually. I was actually in London on 9/11, and like everybody else, I sat and stared at the TV screen in horror and anger for me a week. Just we couldn't get back to the States, and I got some word that people were starting to use Superman in CNN and Fox and some of the news footage in relation to some of the pictures. And I didn't really have a sense of it till I got back to the States, and I did. I got an email from some of the firefighters who started asking me to dedicate the song to some of the buddies they lost in the towers, and that kind of led to playing the concert from New York. And I'm one of the lucky ones. I got to say thank you in person to those folks and play my little song. And, you know, I'm just glad songs like that were out there. You know me. You've known me a long time. You knew me long before I had a hit on the radio. And,
mm-hmm.
and for a songwriter, you know, just to hear that song on the radio was a shock, and you know, I never could have imagined it would have kind of taken the context it did. And it's, you know, after something like that happens, it's not your song anymore, and appropriately so. And I'm glad the song was there, and there are other songs out there too that folks look to. And it's still very emotional to play that song. I was just in New York a few weeks back, and whenever I play that song in New York or D.C., it has a certain emotional component that's kind of hard to put into words.
I bet. We're speaking with John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting. You were still relatively unknown when 9/11 happened, and that concert you referred to in Madison Square Garden was full of legends.
Yeah.
And then there was Five for Fighting.
Yeah, exactly. It was very odd. I mean, it's funny. I remember getting to Madison Square Garden and, you know, any other day of my life to share the stage with, frankly, all of my living influences, whether it was Townsend or Billy or Elton, Eric Clapton, James Taylor, Bowie, you know, you just go down the list, you know, would have been beyond a dream come true. But, you know, that night, it didn't matter and it shouldn't matter, but it was still very odd getting there. I remember looking through the playlist and I looked at the first page. I think it was like a 4-hour live event, and I figured, you know, me being the new kid on the block, I'd be in the first hour when people were just showing up, and I looked at the first page, and I wasn't there, and I kept turning the page and turning the pages, and I didn't see my name. I'm like, well, maybe they forgot me, and that's fine. I got good seats. I'm going to go watch The Who. And then I turned to the last page, and there I am, you know, right after, you know, between Mellencamp and Billy Joel and McCartney, and I'm like, going, you got to be kidding me. But as I said, it was a way for me to go out and kind of just say thanks. You know, I put my head down. I tried looking up halfway through singing that song and kind of seeing these big old firefighters with a couple beers in each hand singing that song at the top of their lungs with tears running down their face. I mean, it was hard to get through it. So I just put my head down and, you know, sang my little song. And, you know, it'll be the most important thing I ever do when it comes to music. And I was very proud to be there. And to this day, you know, it kind of reminds me why music matters beyond some of these other things we talk about, you know, hits and record sales and spins and all that stuff.
Speaking of that, you do have a brand new album out.
Yeah.
The Riddle is getting airplay around the country, and it's just another beautiful song. You have John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting. You've got this signature sound, which I've always known, but now it's so nice when I'm out and I hear it in a store or something playing. It's like, there's John.
Well, it's... You know, as you know, Nicole, to survive as a singer-songwriter in this day and age, it's either a fluke or a lot of luck.
Or a lot of talent.
Well, you're very kind. I mean, I just feel blessed to be able to make records and that a few folks out there, you know, take them to heart. And I'm happy to do it. You know, I kind of grew up on those writers we all did, you know, the songwriters. They had a story to tell and had a view of the world. You know, every time I make a record, I just hope to make another one. So as long as people seem to care, I'm happy to do it.
Well, I'm glad that there's a new one out. And I know there was a time when this album, Americatown, almost didn't happen. So
yeah.
It means a lot to a lot of people, you know, myself included, and a lot of the people who did so much on 9/11.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I mean, that record was a swan song. I'd kind of been, my original label, EMI, had closed. Mm-hmm. Everybody had passed on me. And a little indie came and said, hey, we got no money, but if you want to put some songs down, and I'm like, okay, you know, I'll have something to play my grandkids. And we almost didn't put Superman on that record. You know, I thought it was a little too mellow, too ballady, but at the end of the day, you know, I was convinced that the song should be cut, and it's strange, this music business, you know, and it led to 100 Years, and now The Riddle, and I was, you know, just playing last night. I was sitting there going, you know, to have 1,000 people singing my songs back to me. You know, I spent 20 years trying to realize that dream, and I appreciate how fortunate I am, and I am, and, you know, hopefully songs like that will allow more songwriters, especially piano players, to have their shot.
You used to play that song, Superman, to put your son Johnny to sleep. Does it still work?
Not anymore, but I still get the letters from, you know, those with kids that don't sleep saying, you know, thank you for that song, and if I go down in history for any reason, maybe that'll be it, because it's hard to find songs, as you know, sometimes to put the little ones down, and Superman always seemed to work, but hey, he's writing his own songs now.
Is he?
Oh, yeah, he's got a song called Penguin Penguin that I think will probably be hitting the charts before you know it.
All right, you have to send me that.
Oh, I will, and so... They're ready to take the baton, and, you know, his sister's a great singer, so maybe I got the Carpenters living under the roof.
Oh, how cool. All right, any plans to come to Florida this time around?
Yeah, we're just putting a tour together. We're starting out October 5th, so we'll be out doing some of the Northeast, the Midwest, and I think the second leg we'll get down to Florida. I spent a lot of time down there, you know, fishing in the Keys or hanging in Orlando, and... So it's about time. It's been 3 years since we've been down there. So probably look for us late this year or early next year and singing some of these new songs on Two Lights. I'm very excited about this new record. It's very singer-songwriter. I think some of the themes being kind of family and freedom allow me to do stuff I haven't done before. And whether it's me with the full band or me sitting at the piano, I think before this cycle's out in the next year, I'll try to hit every station throughout America. And by station, I don't mean radio. I mean train station.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a promise. give my love to Carla and the kids.
Thanks, Nicole. Love you.
I love you, too. Thanks, John Ondrasik from Five for Fighting. I think we'll be hearing your song, Superman, a lot today.
Yeah, I hope so.